Mic check 1 2 1 2. P number one, P number two, P number three.
This is not sovereign dance right now. Yeah?
Bin Pundit Rose's 93.
Hey, you're not with Roger Diamond right
Roger
now.
Diamond. Big up Roger Diamond. Big bad man selector from Brixton. You don't know. You know how many people are like, hold on, I thought you were Nigerian.
Come on now, you're
anyway,
stop
wait,
it now.
Wait, wait. Dream it, believe it, become it. We're back.
Come on, man.
The people thought we was good.
Yeah, well, you know how much pressure I was getting. What's happening to that Tundi? I know it's that Tundi's fault, Spencer. You got work ethic.
Wait.
Dream it.
No. Anyway, don't play with my work ethic. My work ethic is too serious. Don't worry. We got things. I was in Spain, all over the place. You know, listen. But let me just say, I miss you, bruv.
Yeah, bruv. Trust me. It's not only that, but usually, like, before the show starts, Tundi has bare food in the house, you know.
Nah, it's a new year.
You know, Tundi comes serious this year, you know. He's like, no food, bruv.
We've got to get the cheap bones back. Come on.
I said, no food. I come in here, I'm looking for my snacks. I'm looking for everything, man.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? You man were taking liberties. Nah, you man were getting food around. I had to say to myself, what is the takeaway?
What? Let me tell you. Our producer, Gary Blake, is a little slim guy, you know. I started to look at Gary. I said, wait a minute. Gary, you're getting a little bit of a belly on you, you know?
Yeah, at my expense.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway. No. Listen. Let's start this thing properly. Dream it. Believe it. Become it.
Come on, man. It's been a...
Hold on. What? You forgot the line already?
No, I ain't forgot the line. Come on, Dan, mate. Come on, Dan.
We're back.
The fight is right.
The fight is right. The greatest podcast on the planet.
Come on, I got to taste this coffee. This coffee's not up to stick.
Oh, no, wait.
Tony, wait. I can't just take a look. Usually we got matching cups, right? Look at Tony's bust up cup. Tony broke the last cup, you know. I know you broke the cup. Even that.
Listen, sorry for the unprofessionalism. Usually we have matching cups, but I broke up all the cups in the house. And 7 years good luck for you. For Tundi and for me.
Yeah,
7 years good luck. We don't deal with no bad luck. It's good luck.
Come on, man. Big fight this weekend.
The fight is right. And the fight has actually been made.
Oh, man. It's excellent that it's been made.
Oh, my goodness. Spence, this is going to be a serious...
It's going to be a serious... And you know what? And we got to bring back our old guest. He was like one of the first guys that we interviewed, man. We got Ring. Got Ring Ben Davison.
Ben...
He's our guy, man.
The big man. All right, let's get him on the phone. We don't need to. It's that day to say, have you got him in your phone book? Because we know the black book's powerful.
It's very, very powerful. Hey, Ben, I've been watching you, bruv. I've been watching you on this BET breakdown and everything else. We did some great work, you know?
Yeah.
You've been doing some great work.
Shoot it on the game.
Yeah, come on, man. And
appreciate it.
And not only that, how old are you now, Ben?
27.
27. Now, I'm telling you now.
27. No, you're lying. I know you, man. You, man, ain't 27. That's what you're telling us.
You got another 50 years in this game, bro.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
Trust me. I'm telling you this now. You're doing some, you look on the little incremental things and you're pointing them out and you're also pointing them out and you're making it to people who can comprehend it.
Yeah,
and that's the thing that... Yeah, exactly. You're breaking it down so people can comprehend it, they can get it. There's loads of people who got knowledge up in this thing or can break down things in fights, but they can't really comprehend it for other people to understand it. And you do that. You got a knack for it. Trust me.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Enough of the bigging up now. I want to know this now. What tactics do you think Tyson Luke Fury is going to bring to the fight against the bad mama jammer man, Deontay Bronze Bomber Wilder?
So I think he's going to. Or that I think he should.
Now both.
I think that Tyson being heavy, I think that he's going to look to stop Deontay Wilder. I think that he'll do what he's known to do: box around him, upset Wilder's rhythm, keep him turning, do what he usually does. But I think he'll look to punch through the target a little bit more often than you previously seen him do. What I think he should do is I think that he should look to smother Wilder at the right opportunities. I think using Wilder's punches and his offences as an entry point to smother Wilder, because once he's close, it takes away a lot of the leverage from Wilder. Plus, Tyson being a bigger man, he can keep Wilder off balance, nudging him off balance, working at short range, nudging him off balance. But when someone's off balance, they're not going to carry the power that they would usually. Don't get me wrong, he's still going to be very heavy-handed, naturally heavy-handed. He's very dense with his shots, so that anything that hits you is going to be heavy-handed. But I think that keeping him off balance would be a great attribute for Tyson to employ. And obviously, it's the transition of how to get from long distance to short distance. You can't just walk at Deontay Wilder because you'll walk into a car crash. But if he can be smart about it when he gets close and using the right entries, it'd be a good tactic for him to employ.
In the first fight, what Tyson Fury did, like he came out, and it, like as he came out and like he threw like 3 to 4 jabs, and they were sharp, snappy, hurtful jabs. They weren't just plotting to say, I'm going to throw the jab, but as a fun thing. It was like as he threw out the jab, it was like as it was just about to hit target, then he closed the knuckle. I love, similar to what Larry Holmes would do. That's what like they went, yeah, bam, 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 like really.
Yes.
He, in my mind, I think it's very, very important that he offsets everything Deontay Wilder does, not by just throwing single jabs, because you know, like with Deontay Wilder, as you step to throw a shot, that's when he throws a shot. It's like exactly. he doesn't do nothing. Like, there's no disrespect to Deontay Wilder. He doesn't do anything that I'm thinking, oh my God, he does anything spectacular. He's very novicey. But
I'd say that his timing, like what you're saying, I'd say that his timing is spectacular.
Yeah, he's got excellent timing. Excellent timing, especially like before when he used to throw the right hand, his right arm be arced a little bit. Now it's coming out straight. We saw it in the Brazil fight, and we definitely saw it in the Luis Ortiz fight. And I remember ages ago, Tilly was saying like Deontay Wilder is going to be trouble for anybody once he learns how to throw that right hand straight. And now he's throwing that right hand straight. That could be problems for anybody.
Yeah, I think so. What you picked up on there, Spencer, key as well, because what Tyson did was when he threw the jab was he boxed around Wilder to make Tyson now, and this is my only worry, if you don't understand Tyson's style, which it takes time, you have to spend time around.
Hold on, Mr. Davison. This is going leading. You can see I've been very mute while you and Spencer have been breaking down your tactical assessment of the fight. But
yeah,
sorry to cut you, but this is what I'm looking at. I'm looking at this new trainer. I don't understand how he's going to make that
much of an impact
in this short space of a time. And I'm listening to you, and I'm interested to hear how you feel, like, because Tyson just looks like a different person to me. I don't know to how he looks to you,
he looks slim.
And do you think that the weight loss and just the new tactical, because I ain't heard Tyson Fury talk like this before. And is that more to do with the new trainers, or is that something Tyson has always had where it's like, I'm knocking him out, I'm going straight for the knockout? Because as you say, that could be playing straight into Wilder's hands.
Yeah, I think that more so the impact on Tyson in terms of mentally will be more so himself, you know, his experience. He's been there, he's done it, he knows that this is... And I think the Otto Wallin fight was actually a blessing in disguise, because, you know, as much as he attempted to do the right things, I think that naturally he didn't have that fear factor for Otto Wallin. But in terms of the new training thing, my only worry is it takes time to understand Tyson's style and know how it works. Like, what Spencer was talking about there with the jab was he boxed around Wilder. Conventional, if you read a textbook. Now, if you're trying to turn Tyson Fury into a conventional fighter, that's not going to work, in my opinion. I think that you need to study film, you need to spend time around him and understand how that style works. So, if you start teaching him to step in with a jab and throw his hands from textbook hand positioning and these sorts of things, you're actually taking away a lot of Tyson's attributes.
Yeah, Tyson's a boxer.
His attributes, he can hit you from a jab that comes from his hip, that comes from his knee. He can punch and move at the same time. He can hit you and not punch through the target, but still have a snap on the end of that jab without stepping in. Because stepping in means that your big steps in mean you can get time. So you have to be careful of that. So it takes time to understand Tyson's style. And I saw Tyson say something this week where he said, look, there can't be that many changes made for me. I know what I'm doing. I go in there and I do what I do. I'm going to box. But basically, Sam, when the time's right, he's gonna plant his feet and punch through the target, which at the right times, and it's important to know when the right times are, if you studied and know Deontay Wilder, could be a good tactic to employ. But like I say, timing of when to will be key.
I don't know whether it's just because we're over here, this side of the pond, but everybody just seems to be talking like this is Tyson Fury. It's the Tyson Fury show. Like Deontay Wilder just coming in there to let him do everything. I don't understand. I think, to me, looking from the outside, it seems that we're kind of like forgetting that this man's knocked out everybody's foot. bar Tyson Fury.
He's had everyone down that he's fought. He's had everybody over.
Who's fought. So I'm like, am I seeing it from different spectacles or something? Because this Deontay Wilder is a dangerous guy. Because what I saw him do to Luis Ortiz, that's not a joke. And even
100%.
And what he done to Fury, Fury's a big man.
He's a giant of a man.
He's a big man, you know, and he put Fury down twice. I'm like, so I don't know if these new trainers are like overlooking him.
I know, but Ben, you were there, yeah? What did it seem like from your position, like the punching power of Deontay Wilder?
Well, I remember, the problem is, guys, is you guys know, people will watch one or two fights and then come up with an assumption of a fighter, but when you study the fighter,
yes,
you see everything in their arsenal. So you understand, like, if I just looked at this Luis Ortiz fight, you may say, he got lucky with one shot. He's only looked
no, he never
one
set
shot.
That up.
100%. And look, when you fight an aggressive counterpunch yourself, for the more shots that you throw, the more opportunities they're going to have to counterpunch.
Exactly.
So he's smart. And that was tactics that he purposely employed for that fight. You look at the Duapas fight, he fought he adjusted and fought the fight inside. When you look at, you know, the Tyson fight, to be told going into the 12th round that you've got to find a certain shot and to find it, that's a special fighter. Mm. So, you know, to underestimate him would be very, very stupid.
Yes.
He's a lot better than what people give him credit for, and obviously he's very, very dangerous. So I think Tyson's fully aware of it. When I was there, one thing that stood out for me was the speed.
Yes. As you're talking, I'm watching the highlights, and that's what I'm seeing. The speed. He's throwing him with venom, but there's a lot of speed behind the shots.
I've got and that's why I got Tyson to box to what's called double distance, where there's enough space for you to see it, because if I can see it, I can defend it.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is when mid-range, you don't see it coming, as Luis Ortiz found out.
Yes.
You know what, but what's this round? It's round five. We're watching the fight right now as I'm speaking to you. Round five, just the slipping of Tyson Fury. Right, what he's doing, he was like in like when Deontay Wilder was letting off, he'd throw a rounded arcing left hand, was meant to be a left hook, and then come back with a rounded right hand. And like Tyson would be in there, that he'll like cover up, but he'll kind of slip and roll the shots. So even if he's kind of touching him, it's like he's gonna touch the glove, he's taking the power out of the shot.
He's a master at riding shots,
he rides shots. I ain't seen a big man like that ride shots like that in a very, very long time. Right, and remember, he's 6'9", so for him, he's not meant to be doing those kind of things. I just hope that nothing much has been changed from his arsenal, per se, because I believe that his awkwardness is the key for him to win this fight. And not only that, Tyson Fury's awkwardness, but not only that, but people think like Tyson Fury can't hit. Tyson Fury can hit.
Yeah, he definitely is doing something.
Yeah, he can hit. Because even when he got floored, by Wilder in the... He stunned Wilder in the last round, you know.
Yeah,
100%.
Yeah, he stunned him, mate.
And a big part of that was Wilder almost shot his load trying to get him out in the 12th. It was quite situational when he started pushing him back. But 100%, you're right. And like what you're saying there, the thing about changing too much of him. Look, he was successful before me, so. He wasn't going to come and me start changing him. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
You have to understand that. And he's got his own style.
Well, I think
he was a successful fighter before me, but I do believe that he'll still be successful after as well.
Okay, yeah, definitely. I believe that's, you know, one of your attributes, your great attributes, because you understand the psychology of boxing, and that's what it is. It's making it the best for the fighter, and you know, being making the fighter comfortable. So sometimes something that's unorthodox may well be the best thing for the fighter. So you just got to let him ride with that. So you know, that's why I believe you're gonna go down as a Hall of Fame trainer, Mr. Davison.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, you got to keep at it. Anyway, let's move on from this, exactly. Right? So your prediction for the fight is what? Yes. What's your prediction?
Tyson Fury win by stoppage.
What round?
Hey!
What round?
I'm going to say between 8 and 10.
Wait one second. Do you watch my video yesterday on IFL? Tell the truth.
Nah.
I said between 9 and 11, I think Tyson Fury could stop him.
Yeah?
Right.
Yeah,
now, a lot of people think I'm crazy, and they're all me trying to kill me, but that's how I see it. And but you know what? We're going to speak to a couple of other people so we can see like if they can sway my opinion. But right now, that's kind of what I'm feeling. But
so Spencer Fearon says 9 to 11.
I think 9 to
11. Ben Davison says 8?
8 to 10.
8 to 10. Well, my pop that Willem. Yes. Ben, it has been an absolute pleasure. Listen, what a way to start the show. The man, to be honest with you, I said it in, you know, the last time we spoke, I credit you with resurrecting a great fighter and putting him on the road to success. So if Tyson wins on Saturday, you win. That's how I see it.
Simple as
that. 100%. We all win.
100%. Fucking win. Thank you very much. The one, the only, the great Ben Davison.
Big up yourself, Ben. Take care. God bless. And I'll be ringing you in the early hours of the morning because me and Tony's going to be out watching that fight, bro.
100%.
Take care. God bless, brother.
Yeah, big up, Ben.
Bye-bye.
That's serious.
It is serious. I mean, it is serious. And I think...
Interesting.
Yeah, very much so. But I also think like Tyson Fury, his mind's got to be on this because... I'm telling you, at any moment, if Deontay Wilder,
because what's kind of unsettling me is I can't hear no talk from Deontay Wilder. So my dad always told me when a man ain't talking, you better be weary because he's planning.
He talked so wicked talk yesterday at the press conference.
I didn't watch it.
I know you don't watch nothing.
Yeah, I don't watch nothing. So
but he did. He talked so wicked talk.
He went in, but he said, I mean, you're not gonna out talk Tyson Fury anyway, so you better just hold your corner.
But you know what? He held his own, and he went a little bit personal because he took digs at the mental health issues.
He took
digs at the drug abuse and stuff like that. He took real digs at that. But that's like,
tell me something.
That's the game.
Did Tyson Fury actually hurt Deontay Wilder in the first fight?
Yeah, he did. Right, mate. He did.
Because I'm looking at this. Look, this guy's serious, you know. I'm looking at the fight. You see that?
Yeah.
I'm looking at the fight here and I'm saying to myself, the way Deontay Wilder stands, he's balancing him. Sometimes it can appear jittery. That he's hurt, but yeah, he's not hurt.
No, but he was stunned. And like Ben said, in the last round,
look at that.
When Tyson Fury come back at him. Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
And that was a build up, you know. Yeah, that's the ninth round we're just watching that.
Yeah.
That was a build up.
It was. But people seem to forget what Deontay Wilder is very good at, yeah? What he's very good at. His timing is excellent, you know.
He's swinging.
He knows when to swing.
The cancel tax man is after him. Bro, he's swinging like he's ducking his rent.
Right. But seriously.
He's looking to knock you out.
And this is one thing that I've got to say, like on Tyson Fury. I'll tell you the fight.
Look at that.
Look back, right? When Tyson Fury, who did he fight? He fought a guy and he got by the guy. Yeah, I mean,
that was an early fight.
Early fight.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember Steve Cunningham dropped him as well.
Steve Cunningham
got back up. Yeah, but that was a proper drop down, and he got back up. And
I think it's that Vili Malaloni or whatever his name is.
Yes,
right. And I think Eubank Jr. had his pro debut on that show.
Okay,
right. And Tyson Fury got dropped in that fight. Or was it? The Fury fight. I can't remember. It's one of them fights where Tyson Fury gets dropped. He goes back to the change room and he's got his crowd around him. And like Tyson Fury was like, "Oh, that's it. I'm done with boxing." I remember this vividly, right? Mm. I'm done with boxing. I'm done with boxing. I mean, I can't take a shot. Da, 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 da. He was talking this, right?
Wow.
Right? He was talking this. And Eubank Senior goes in the changing room. And Eubank Senior says to him, what do you mean? What do you mean? He goes, like, yeah, I'm done with boxing. He goes, what happened? He goes, I got floored in the fight. And he goes, yes. And what happened after you got floored? He said, I got up. And Eubank Senior said to him, yes, and now you're a man. Serious. Mm. It's not you getting knocked down. It's that ain't the problem. Yes. Are you going to get up? And what I see with Tyson Fury, as much as he's got this like, oh, do you mean, oh, I don't want it no more and this like that. Or many times when he said, I'm going to retire from boxing and this and everything else. What the man has shown me to the fact that he has come back from mental health issues. Mm. He's come back from being like 30 odd stone to get down to fighting weight.
Yes.
Those things to me make you a winner. Period.
Yes.
Right? Remember how ostracized.
But is he going to make it win on the night?
I believe, this is what I'm trying to say to you. I believe.
He's talking the talk, but right. I'm saying, is that going to make him win on the night? I believe
Deontay Wilder is very, very underrated at being awkwardly, deceptively powerful. He's underrated because we're just saying, oh, it's his power. It isn't because he knows when to swing.
He got a bronze medal in the Olympics.
Right, they don't hand them out. you get what I'm trying to say? They don't hand those out.
He must be doing something right.
He must be doing something right. And at that time, he was relatively a novice going into boxing. He just walked into the gym. And then like,
what I was it? Say, like, I want to, listen, I want to just say something.
Go on.
Deontay LeSean, you know, he had to have the old Quayshawn, Deshawn, in there. Deshawn. Deontay LeSean Wilder is 42 wins and 41 knockouts.
It's nasty, isn't it? Now, I don't care if you're fighting grannies each week, right?
That and he ain't fighting grannies.
He's not. That is ridiculous. Ain't fighting grannies. That is ridiculous.
He knocked out Audley, Ortiz, Breezel, Bermain, Washington, Areola, Spitka, Dufas, Molina, Stavern, Disc, Malik, Scott, Orly Harrison.
Did you see the Orly Harrison knockout? Was you at the fight?
No. I was at the fight. Yeah. It was so was real. It was like I was at the fight.
It was horrible. That was horrible. Seriously, that was that.
Bro, I was feeding the punches for Orly.
Yeah, that was horrible, man.
Listen.
Yeah,
seriously, that was horrible. The guy's a serious guy. I'm very excited, and that was great to get an insight from Ben Davis.
But how do you think Deontay Wilder will win the fight, Alton? What would he have to do?
It's KO.
How though? He's got to earn that KO because Tyson Fury ain't going to give it to you.
It's not a matter of that. He's dropped him twice. My opinion is mentally, he knows he can get him out there. Tyson Fury's style, I'm just saying it. Listen, people might hate me for it, but I'm just going to talk the talk. Tyson Fury's style, you can't work out on the fight night. You just can't work it out. You understand what I'm saying? Because it's so unique to Tyson Fury that by the time people even start getting accustomed to the style, Tyson Fury's getting his shower and going back home. Like, he's done. You can't work him out. But the fact that Wilder has now felt or been in the presence of the Fury, he knows what to expect. And I feel that he may this time have more confidence, if that's possible, in his punch, in actually landing. You know, and I don't know if I'm correct, but I think he was carrying a few injuries going into the first fight.
Deontay Wilder?
Yeah, I don't know if that's true. You're the knowledge, so you're going to find out. But if that's so, and he still managed to drop Fury twice, you know, I just think that this time, and for me, the main thing is activity. Is activity. While Tyson was doing WWE.
No, but he still had two fights in between that time.
Did he?
Tyson, after two fights.
Yes.
So we can't.
Okay.
But they were lackluster performances.
But it's activity.
Right, exactly. And also, Tyson Fury performs better with a better fighter.
But if you look at it, he's actually been more active than Wilder, because if he had two fights in between this fight, he had a WWE fight as well. So three fights.
Yeah, three fights.
So you understand? Yeah,
imagine a man got paid millions for pantomime,
He's been active. So we can't really use the activity line, but this is going to be a great fight. I think it's one of them ones where you can't really give an honest call, but we all know what's going to happen. If Wilder is going for any win whatsoever, it's going to be a knockout. Where Tyson Fury admittedly has two ways of winning. He can box, stay concentrated, or he can do as he says he's going to do, which is just go for the KO.
You know what? When Tyson Fury's talking like he's going to KO Wilder early, right?
Has there been any
evidence of this
happening?
No, never. No.
Okay.
Right. But what I can see, I could see a bludgeoning combination coming from Tyson Fury. Mm. But I could also see Deontay Wilder knocking him out. I'm not going to lie to you.
I don't actually think Tyson Fury's footwork could be better than this fight here, to be honest with you.
You know what? It was very good in that fight, yeah?
This fight, the first fight was serious.
Right? Okay.
But where, look, can I just say, where Tyson went, in my opinion, watching these little highlights, I was watching it, I was there on the night anyway, so I was there with Ben Davidson as well. He was just had a better seat than me. but what I found is what Tyson was better on the outside. When he started to try and dip inside and get... That's when he was in danger. So I think he should stay more on the outside. Look, he thought it was over.
My man just woke up like Lazarus.
You see the little the doll thing now where you punch it and then the Tyson Fury pop up. Have you seen them? Bro, this guy's making money all over the place. Like you punch the doll, it's Tyson Fury's face, and then you know them.
It goes down.
It comes back up. Yeah. Serious.
He ain't staying down, bro.
But he ain't staying down. You can't. Brendan Nichols said it years ago. You have to kill this man to knock him down, to knock him out. You have to kill him because he ain't getting it. He's not staying down. So yeah, Tyson Fury is a great role model and an example to people who have hit the lows, come back, and he's a star.
100%, man.
Remember to like, comment, and subscribe to the Stamina for Soul YouTube channel.